Hey everybody, it's Drew and it's time for the Daily Replay for Wednesday, September 4th of 2019. The US Open continues to roll on and we saw Serena Williams absolutely dominate Qiang Wang. And I apologize for the pronunciation if I'm wrong. But she absolutely dominated in this match, 6-1, 6-0. Doesn't get much more flawless than that. Obviously, one game in the entire match went against Serena Williams. She is looking strong and is going to be a force for whoever is left standing, especially with Osaka now going out over the weekend. This looks like it's Serena Williams' tournament to lose. Moving into the more ridiculous story of the day, YouTubers Logan Paul and KSI are set to make their professional boxing debuts. Yeah, that's as confusing as it sounds. So these two got into a probably fake Twitter beef about fighting and decided to have a boxing match last year, an exhibition match in the UK. The match ended up officially being ruled as a draw, with two of the cards being even and one card judging in favor of KSI by 1 point. It was a huge hit on YouTube. It had over 1 million people sign up for the pay-per-view to watch. There was a huge crowd at the event, so obviously promoters took notice of that and are trying to make it happen again, and both sides have agreed. They have made their medicals. The one condition for the match was that they treat it like a professional match, so they have to hit every medical check. They're not wearing headgear. They're wearing the 10-ounce gloves. It is, in every way, a professional boxing match. Both have been training. Both are eager to fight again. Who knows if the beef between them is real or not, but either way, it should actually be an interesting fight. It might bring some hype to boxing in the USA. You see it some with some of these bigger matches, but oftentimes it's a very niche audience, and this is going to reach a lot of people, especially of a younger age, that might get more people interested in boxing. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just odd. But it's in November. Keep your ears open. There will be more announcements and more talk about it leading up to it, I'm sure, including where it will be played, if it's pay-per-view, where I'll be playing those pay-per-views in your area. Just be sure to check it out. In the International Basketball Association World Cup, Team USA pulled off a last-second win in overtime, 93-92, over Turkey. Turkey really stifled the USA with their zone defense. Team USA has always had an issue with zone defense. It just stifles their offense because the stars just aren't used to playing with each other on these teams, and that's what it takes to get past that zone offense, is that ball movement to create holes. They had some luck, they had some toughness, but they were able to pull off the win despite Jason Tatum getting injured in overtime, spraining his ankle. They're going to be without him for a little bit at least. He's set to get reevaluated today. We'll see what happens there. But Team USA was pretty excited at the end of the game. You know, they acknowledged afterwards that there's a whole lot of room for improvement, that they did get kind of lucky and that they just grinded out this win. But this is a different team than what we're used to seeing from Team USA, not only in terms of talent, but just in attitude. Before, the attitude was always, we have to keep dominating. This team just wants to win, and they're really enjoying this process of coming together and learning how to play together. It's very fun to watch. I'm really enjoying the attitudes. It makes me enjoy basketball, and those are the kind of things that I sometimes think are missing when we get too involved with the NBA and some of the star power and that attitude. At time of this recording, Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys have not yet reached an agreement, but all signs are continuing to point to it being imminent. Ezekiel Elliott and his agent are back in Dallas. In a very funny tweet, Dirk Nowitzki was talking about coming back to Dallas from a trip to China and seeing lots of cameras at the airport and thinking, wow, I've still got it, only to realize that, nope, they were all there waiting on Ezekiel Elliott. A little bit of humor from a guy who has earned some fame but also is very humble. But it shows that everyone is ready for this. Zeke seems to be ready for this. Assuming a deal gets done sometime soon, he's probably going to play on Sunday. So keep your ears open. Like I said, that deal is imminent. And then finally, we have the new college football AP poll out. Not a lot of changes, as the top 25 minus Oregon pretty much went undefeated. No teams fell out of the top 25, though. The only real change was Auburn moving up to number 10 from number 16. Oregon dropped down to number 16. And then finally, the only changes in the top 10 or Florida falling lackluster win over Miami. So you had Notre Dame moving up to number 8 and Texas up to number 12. The top 25, no one fell out. There is a tie at number 25, so there's technically 26 teams in the top 25, but Boise State moved in after their impressive win over Florida State. So they're at 24, and then at 25 is Nebraska and Iowa State. So we'll cover previews later on in the week, but just to give you two quick shout-outs of matches coming up on Saturday. Number 12, Texas A&M traveling to number 1, Clemson. That was a nail-biter last year that could be interesting. And then a fight of neighbors, number 6, LSU at number 9, Texas. Probably the best matchup that we'll see in these first few weeks of the college football year. That's it for today's Daily Replay. You guys have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you later. Bye.